As the war continues in Sudan, medical experts are warning that the region could be facing its worst cholera outbreak in 25 years. A power struggle between the military and the rapid support forces has left more than 40,000 people dead. Many areas have experienced famine and demands on aid organisations have never been greater. Miriam Larussi is the Emergency Coordinator for Medecins Sans Frontières in Darfur. She joined me earlier.
Thanks for having me.
What's the situation like in Darfur right now? How would you describe it?
Well, right now the situation is really worrying. It's really worrying, especially since the fall of Al-Fashir and the situation that we're seeing in Tawila, the closest city where the IDPs, the internal displaced people, are arriving. Basically, you can see a lack of everything. Access to water, access to shelter, access to food, access to the basics, really. They're coming from a place that has been under siege, Al-Fashir, for a year and a half, and they're arriving with very high level of malnutrition, more than anything. But on the top of that, with wounds that are linked to gunshot, they're testifying of killings inside of Al-Fashir or on the way out, sexual violence. They're telling us like the most horrible stories. So yes, what we're seeing there is really a catastrophe, I have to say.
What's the condition of the children that are coming through, Miriam?
Well, look, most of the children that we're seeing are suffering from malnutrition. That's a fact, which is at a level that you don't see much generally. It's like close, I would say mostly all of them being acute malnutrition or moderate malnutrition, but all of them. And it's a bit the same thing when it comes to pregnant women. The rate is usually quite low, but in this condition, many of the pregnant women do also suffer from malnutrition. Now, this can be also solved on the spot in here with more food distribution, but you can see that it's something that is not happening or not at the level that it should be in order to change the situation.
How much trauma have these people been through? You were talking about some of the incidents that they've witnessed. How traumatised are some of the civilians that you're seeing?
They're all traumatised. They're reporting nightmares, they're reporting fear, hearing whatever sound, even if Tawila, the way that they're arriving, where they're arriving is a bit more quiet, a bit more safe, at least for now. They've seen so much, they've been through so much, burying their people on the way out, seeing their familiars, I mean their neighbors being killed in front of them. That, they are all traumatised. Men, women, children, all of them.
How difficult is it to distribute aid at the moment in some parts of Darfur?
The first thing is that to distribute aid is that you need aid. Now, this crisis is totally underfunded. The last figure that we have are from September, I think, and the funding was... the crisis was funding to 25%. So the first thing is to get the support that is needed to people here in Darfur. And we are not there, far away from that. Then the access in some part of Darfur, I would say main parts right now, are kind of okay. But the real problem is really that the organization here are totally underfunded. So these organizations are more like reactive than proactive. Food distribution is something that should happen every month. Now, usually it happens like every 3-4 months at best. Access to water in emergency, the minimum standard is 15 liters per day per person. We're talking in Tawila about 1.5 liters. Same times less than what should be already the emergency standard. That is not high. So these are the kind of things that we're seeing. If you go to something like vaccination, now we're seeing outbreaks all around. We're just living cholera outbreak, which was huge and could have been partially at least prevented with more access to sanitation, latrines, water, clean water, which was not happening. So then when the cholera arrived, the cholera season, it has been awful all around Darfur. And now we're seeing the same thing with measles, more and more cases of measles, because the prevention, the simple vaccination, is not happening. So as Doctors Without Borders, we've been stretching our capacity again and again to increase the access to healthcare, but this would be less needed if the Sudanese had access to food. We've seen less malnutrition, less cholera cases, less everything. So at this point, we really need to make sure that the basics are in place in order to support the population in Darfur. And I will tell you, all around Sudan, either on Darfur right now because of the fall of El Fasher, but this situation exists also on the other part of Sudan.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast and you're hearing from Miriam LaRussi, who's the Emergency Coordinator for Médecins Sans Frontières in Darfur in Sudan. Miriam, is the international community, are they paying enough attention to what is happening in Darfur right now?
Definitely not. Definitely not. I mean, we're talking about the biggest crisis in the world when you look at the figures. And no attention is being paid to what's happening here.
What do you think about that, given what you're seeing on the ground in Sudan?
Well, I think that it's really time to put light in what's happening here, that's for sure. And it's about also trying to prevent another catastrophe like what we're having right now in El Fasher, where people are being killed inside of El Fasher. Since the fall of El Fasher, it has been nonstop. The reports that we're having are horrible, that they're being killed while trying to escape El Fasher. Again, killed, tortured, kidnapped. And that kind of situation is very close to what happened in El Geneina, another part of Darfur, not so long ago, during the same war. So the question is a little bit, and then what? What's next? We know that that kind of situation may arise again in the future in other parts of Sudan, Darfur or not in Darfur. So what is being done to prevent those situations? There is a huge need of protection of civilians right now, and this is not happening. Nobody is committed to implement that. Same as the humanitarian workers. I mean, they're not safe working in Sudan right now. Medical mission, it's the same thing. We've had hospitals being targeted again and again since the beginning of this war. So, yeah, we need more.
Why do you think the international community is not paying full attention to what's happening in Darfur right now?
I cannot really talk to that, I have to say. What I can really tell you is that the focus should come back to Sudan and that a solution must be founded. We're really calling the Quad to really engage in that war, engage in trying to find a peaceful way to get to a ceasefire or to end this war.
How urgent is it for more humanitarian aid to come into Sudan right now?
I mean, I would say to Sudan, but to Chad also, where we have like close to 900,000 refugees from Sudan inside of Chad. Now, I mean, Chad, I mean, only 22% of the necessary funds are there. So urgent, I mean, it was urgent already a year ago. It was urgent at the beginning of this war, and it's going to be more and more urgent because the needs now are really piling up. So it has to be right now.
Miriam, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks to you for having me.